Boys and girls, just want to say a few words to you from that passage of scripture that we read in the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and the verse 22. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. You know, this verse tells us several things, children. It first of all tells us about a great need that we have. See that word saved? We need to be saved. The Bible talks about being saved. And I'm sure you've heard a lot about that. Well, that's a biblical thing. And here it occurs in the verse saved. And the only one who can save is the Lord. Because what does the verse say? Look unto me and be saved. There's none else. So there's nobody else can save, only the Lord. He's the only Savior. And in order to be saved, what do we have to do? Do we have to work hard? Do we have to pay a lot of money? No, it says, look, faith. It's simple. Trust. Look unto me and be ye saved. So it's simple faith in the Lord Jesus, the Savior. Not only are we needing to be saved, and not only is the Lord the only one who can save us, and not only do we have to look in order to be saved, but God calls everybody to look. He doesn't just call some people. He doesn't just call the good people and leave the bad people out. No, he calls everybody. Because what does the verse say? Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. So the Lord's addressing the whole planet and everybody on the planet. And he's saying, look, look to me and be ye saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But you know something? Men do not look, sadly. Even when the Lord calls them, they don't look. You know what they do? They flee from God. They go away from God in the opposite direction. They don't look and they don't come. They're like Adam. Whenever he became a sinner, he run away and hid from God. So men flee from God. And they flee from God because they don't feel that they need to be saved. And that's the problem. Whenever a sinner knows he needs to be saved, really knows it and really feels it, he'll look. He'll look. And I want to give you a wee illustration that I hope might help. I'm sure you've been in the country. You've seen plenty of animals and sheep. When you go walking and you go through the fields, the thing is, you meet many animals. Whenever you come into the field with the sheep and the lambs, they run away. They flee. They go from you. But one day, I came upon a little lamb and it was in a ditch. A deep ditch. It was a long ditch. It could run up and down the ditch. It could run away from me. And whenever I saw the lamb in the ditch, it was bleeding. It was calling. It was looking some help. It was looking out of the ditch. And whenever I went over to it, it didn't run away. Lambs normally run away, but this lamb didn't run away. It knew it needed to be saved. It knew it needed to be lifted up. And it looked to me to help it. And to lift it up. It just looked. Now, was I just going to walk past the lamb? Was I going to ignore the lamb? Was I going to go on and leave the lamb? No, of course not. And you see the Lord won't go on and leave you either. If you look, if you know you need to be saved, and if you but look, if you but call and bleat, he'll hear and he'll lift you up. He lifted me up out of a horrible pit, the child of God can say. And if you look, the Lord will lift you up as well. So you keep looking on to Jesus. boys and girls, keep looking to the Good Shepherd who won't pass you by, but who'll lift you up out of your sin and out of your sorrows and out of your terrible estate. Thank you for your attention, children. We'll just have a wee word of prayer and I'll just commit you to God. Our Father, we do thank thee for the boys and girls of the congregation. We thank thee, Lord, for their attendance at the house of God. We thank thee for their attentiveness to thy word too. Be pleased to work in their hearts. Be pleased to cause them to hear thy voice and to experience the mighty workings of thy Holy Spirit and give them true faith and enable them to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. So bless them and keep them safe every day, and may they grow and have lives of usefulness for thy glory. For Jesus Christ's sake we pray. Amen.